This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Terrible news. No other way to put it. A white South Carolina police officer charged with murder after shooting a black man not once, but as many as 8 times in the back, all caught on video.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, April 8th, and happy birthday to our friend Biz Markie. As you heard, a white South Carolina police officer was arrested and charged with murder yesterday after a video showed him shooting 8 times at the back of a 50-year-old black man who was running away after a traffic stop and died on the scene. The shooting occurred Saturday morning after Officer Michael Slager stopped Walter Scott for a broken brake light. The video shows a brief scuffle between the men before Scott begins to run away. Slager is then seen taking aim with a handgun before shooting 8 times at his back. He then was fallen face down onto the grass. According to the police report, Slager, who joined the department in 2009, told other officers that he had taken his stun gun from him. At no point in the video, which does not show the initial contact between the men, does Scott appear to be armed. Slager placed the victim in handcuffs as he was laying face down on the ground, and then the officer took several paces back to a spot where he opened fire. The video then shows him appearing to pick something up, return to Scott, and then drop it next to him on the ground. Everybody.
Yeah. And he's in jail?
He is in jail.
The officer is in jail.
Yeah.
All right.
Yesterday, residents in Ferguson, Missouri elected 2 black city council members, transforming the body's racial composition after months of protests. One sitting black member of the council was not up for re-election, and then 2 new African-American council members will take their seats, and it'll be the first time that blacks have controlled half of the city council in the city where 2/3 of the residents are black. And Tuesday, voters elected Wesley Bell, who is black, in Ward 3, Ella Jones, who is also black, in Ward 1, and Brian Fletcher, who is white, in Ward 2. Now, Fletcher is a former mayor of Ferguson and a 30-year resident of the city and said that they need stability and normalcy after months of protests.
How was the voter turnout?
Very good. They said despite the heavy rain and wind that swept through, there was a worry that the weather would keep people from voting.
Yeah.
But it slowed it early, but turnout picked up later. And that was a very good sign.
No percentage?
They do have
black votes.
No, not of the black votes. Not at this point. But
new
they say that they are.
Town. All right.
No,
I'm just saying. It's a saying. It doesn't mean you have a new sheriff.
They were offered a number of things, including free rides to the polls and door-to-door canvassing to get the vote out yesterday.
Good.
A divorced father with 7 children that he was trying to raise on a kitchen worker's salary were those that died in their sleep by carbon monoxide only days after the power company discovered a stolen meter and cut off electricity to their rental home. Now, Delmarva Power says it did not cut off the family's electricity because they were behind on their bills, but for safety reasons after discovering the illegal connection on March 25th. Yesterday, the utility revealed that the rental home had never had legal power while the Todds lived there. And the utility said the electricity had been disconnected in October and no request to reconnect it after the family moved there in November. A power line broke loose at an electric substation near Washington on Tuesday, briefly dimming the White House, emptying museums, and cutting off electricity to government buildings.
Doing something. I don't know what
the Justice Department and the State Department, among thousands of customers whose power was cut in early afternoon.
Yeah, you're right. Chris and Huggy had something to do.
Something to do.
There
with
were
it.
Concerns.
The lights went out, it was
there
Chris
were
Huggy.
Concerns that there were militant groups might be responsible, but the department.
No, it's just Chris and Huggy.
No,
the
Chris,
Department
Chris
of Homeland Security said there was no indication of malicious activity.
Chris and Huggy.
There was also an election in Chicago. The primary took place in February, and now the runoff took place yesterday. And Mayor Rahm Emanuel thanking voters last night for giving him a second term and a second chance. Secret Service agents have their work cut out for them. They are putting themselves in the seat to teach the first teen how to drive. The Secret Service is teaching Malia Obama how to drive. The First Lady revealed this week that...
President said he ain't getting out there doing that, huh?
Well,
okay, all right.
If you got Secret Service there and they can teach the girl how to drive, that they were teaching her how to drive and occasionally driving outside the White House grounds, she's doing that on her own now.
These aren't the ones that broke through the barrier, right? Not those guys.
Not those guys. Those are the guys teaching them how to drive. Huh?
Really?
Yeah, really.
I think we can assume.
We need to, the we drunk need to make ones. Sure it's not those guys, right?
I think we can assume those are not the ones.
Well, can't Miss Robinson teach him?
Why?
From the back
you...
seat? Yeah, she could do it.
Nobody wants to learn from their grandmother. Trust and believe.
That ain't cool at all.
I don't care how right, cool, so... how young your grandmama is. Nobody wants to learn how to drive from your grandmother.
Now, 15. Buckle up. Turn the radio down.
Off.
Just
turn
a minute.
It off.
Pull your seat up. Oh, no, you don't
Put
want that.
Put the phone in the trunk. Yes.
Put the phone in the
15 before the hour. This is the TJ of us.